For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. The first 11 weeks of the season came to pass before the Patriots finally faced their AFC East foe, the New York Jets, for the first time in 2016, rallying in late November for a 22-17 win in the Meadowlands. This Saturday, they meet again, reuniting in Foxborough for a Christmas Eve matinee. Since that Week 12 encounter, in which the Jets jumped to a 10-0 lead and later forged in front again in the fourth quarter, Gangrene has undergone a change of quarterback, while continuing to go through a mostly forgettable 10-loss campaign following a 10-win season a year ago. Veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick, who passed for 269 yards and two scores last month, later lost the starting job to youngster Bryce Petty. As a second-year Jet out of Baylor, Petty helped New York overcome a 14-point deficit in San Francisco for an overtime victory in Week 14 before being beaten by Miami last Saturday.
He's been in the last couple games. Younger guy, but you know, you can see he understands the offense. He's doing the things that they want him to do, that Chan Gailey, you know, wants him to do in his offense. And you know, he has a big arm. You know, he's throwing shots down the field and he's really spreading the ball around. So another week where we got to all play well.
While the Dolphins quieted standout receivers Brandon Marshall and Quincy Inunua, New York's Bilal Powell was targeted 12 times out of the backfield, pairing 78 receiving yards with another 84 yards rushing, despite running behind an offensive line decimated by recent injuries.
Obviously, he's a double-headed, you know, monster, you know, be able to catch it and run, but, you know, he's also got speed and quickness, you know, get around the edge, and then he got the power to, you know, run through blocks and stay low with the pad level and, you know, be able to make some plays for the tackle. So.
You really have to do a great job understanding that the Jets have changed in the last couple weeks, considering you know, they have a couple changes at the offensive line and quarterback position. So you just have to do a great job of watching the last 2 weeks, see some of the things that have changed, and then really focus on ourselves to prepare well and play well come Saturday.
Defensively, although previous first-round picks Muhammad Wilkerson and Sheldon Richardson have combined for just 4 sacks this season, the Jets' top choice in 2015, lineman Leonard Williams, has emerged as a rising star with a team-high 7 sacks and 23 quarterback hits.
You know, he plays everywhere. He plays out on the end. He plays in the 3 technique. He plays on the nose. A lot of power for a tall guy. He's got good leverage. Uses his hands well. Can knock the line of scrimmage back. Has a good power rush and pretty instinctive. You know, the way he gets attacked, he handles it pretty well. So he's really good.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.